Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
We've got a hire car at the moment. Because Donna's car, if you missed the show on Monday, we broke down coming back from our holiday on Monday. So the car's in the garage, so they've given us a courtesy car, which is very, very, it's all right. It's a nice car. Unfortunately, none of the radios, none of the presets on the radio were tuned to Wish FM. Is it childish of me to have gone through every single preset, of which on FM there are 12, and tuned them all to Wish FM? I was hoping to catch this meteor shower this morning as I was driving and couldn't see anything. Bit disappointed. We're flying through it apparently at the moment, so it's on for a few days from what I can work out. But let's find out what we should be looking for, where and when, with a man in the know. Let's bring on our friend, astronomer Adam. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, well, last time we spoke to you was at the solar eclipse. So just very quickly, did you catch it? Did you get a good view of it? What did you make of it?
I did get a good view. It went very, very cold. Partial eclipses are fun, but they're nothing like a total. And I've seen it's better when they rise, eclipse, because when they're on the horizon, the sun looks bigger and you get a more spectacular beat, if you like.
Brilliant. Okay, well, so let's move on to meteors then. Well, first of all, before we talk about it, how do we pronounce this? Is it Perseid? What's it called?
It's Perseid.
Perseid.
All meteor showers are named after the constellation from which they appear to radiate. So this one appears to radiate from the constellation Perseus. So if you get a star map and look at Perseus, you'll see that that's where the meteors come from. There are Orionids from Orion, Aquarids from Aquarius, and so on.
Okay.
So that's just where they get the name from.
So what are we seeing, and where can we see it? What's the best thing to do?
Well, I mean, all you have to do is just lie on your back and look up, and you'll see them. If you can get a star map and just find the constellation Perseus, it'd be very easy to do. Once you look at the star map, just turn it around so that it looks like the sky that you're looking at, and then you'll find the constellation. What you're actually looking at, what you'll be seeing is, the reason we have them is the Earth passes through the tail of a comet called Swift-Tuttle, which orbits the Earth every 133 years. And when it gets close to the Sun, what happens is the ice that the comet is made of, it's called sublimation. It's basically boiling, but rather than turning from a liquid to a gas, it turns from a solid to a gas. So when the ice boils, all of the dust that's trapped in the ice gets released into space, and the Earth passes through it, and that dust flies into our atmosphere, and that's what meteors are.
Is there a good time?
These particular ones, if you can get up before dawn, then that would be a good time, if you're committed, you know.
Okay. We're okay on this show, but for normal people, go on.
Any time during the night, you'll be fine. They just happen to peak early in the morning.
Okay, all right. Is there anything else to be looking out for in the sky at the moment while we got you on?
As it happens, summer's pretty boring.
Is it? it's a dull time of the year.
Well, yeah, the winter's the best one because you get planets like Jupiter and Mars get what's called opposition, so they're the closest point, but also all the interesting constellations are above the horizon. But it's never harmful to look, and Saturn's always good in the summer. If you can find, the easiest way to find it is you can get apps for your phone that will use the GPS to direct you where in the sky it is. If you get a set of binoculars, you can see the rings of Saturn. It's quite a spectacular sight.
Are you still doing your podcast?
I am, yes. It's called The Beauty in the Universe Show, which you can get either on iTunes or Stitcher, and there's a website that's devoted to it, which is beautyintheuniverseshow.com.
Brilliant.
Go there, and you can hear me and my partner talking about astronomy, and she also talks a little bit about her work in psychology and forensics.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Lindsay. Welcome to our little show here this morning.
Thank you.
In oral. So, you got a busy day planned today, Lindsay?
Not really today, Chris. I'm going to just see how the day plans out.
How lovely must that be? How lovely must that be? We can find some stuff for you to do here. We've got a pile of work here. Do you want to come around and do some of this stuff?
No, you're all right.
Okay, fair enough. I thought it was only kind of me to try and give you something
to do. Well, yeah, it was nice of the offer, yeah.
Okay, fair. All right, well, let's see when you're a night out at the movies. This is sort of one problem for you. We've got a couple of tickets here to give away for Wigan Empire Cinemas this morning. So, Not So Little Lyrics with Bill here from Pretty Green Photography in St Helens. So here is the lyric this morning.
Hi, my name's Bill. This is my lyric. My heart is like an open highway. Like Frankie said, I did it my way. I just want to live while I'm alive.
Okay, so Lindsay, what is that song and who sings it?
That is It's My Life by Bon Jovi.
It's My Life, Bon Jovi. Let's see if you're right. Yeah. Of course you're right. So well done, Lindsay. You just won yourself a pair of tickets to go and see a film of your choice at Wigan Empire Cinema. So well
brilliant.
Done to you.
Thank you, Chris.
Did you watch telly last night? I was flicking around the channels and caught a bit of a thing called Chinese School was basically what it was. I don't know if you saw that. Basically, the premise of this is they've brought across four teachers from China from the state schools over there to teach in an English school. And I think it's been quite a shock to them. It was quite a shock to me watching it, looking at the behaviour of some of the kids in that class. If you're a secondary school teacher this morning listening, is that reflective of what it's like teaching in high schools these days? I was ashamed of our country watching that last night. Ashamed. Some of those kids in there were so... The rudest kids I think I've ever seen in my life. It was just ridiculous. Is that what it's like? Seriously, something's got to be done if that's like the standard we're looking at in our high schools at the minute, because it was just atrocious. These poor Chinese teachers, and honestly, I mean, the differing teaching styles to what goes on over there in China, to what goes on, it couldn't be more contrasting, which is why obviously Channel 4 have decided to make a documentary series about it. But seriously, the standard was just appalling. And if I was a teacher from that school, or certainly high up, either on the governors or the senior teaching staff at that school, I would be embarrassed. If I was a parent of one of those kids now, and they're on their summer holidays, they'd be locked in their room. It's vinyl record day today. Vinyl record. It's time to reminisce, because I went in my loft yesterday, got out a couple of my records. And when I mentioned this to the news team, half of which are under the age of five, they didn't know what a record was. They looked at me completely blank. Well, they kind of knew, but they'd never seen or had to interact with a record player. So I got one of them, Anna, from our news team, and introduced her to the wonderful world of vinyl. This is what happened when she tried to use a record player for the very first time.
Do you know what this is here?
A turntable.
Yeah, that's a turntable, yeah. Do you know what that is in your hand?
Well, this is the record, I guess.
Yeah, that's my smash hits 1990.
Is this yours?
From when I was growing up, 25 years old now.
Oh, look how old these people look in here.
Yeah, thanks. okay, well, here we go. So what I want you to play Snap the Power, please, off the album.
Snap? Where's that?
Okay. Well, come on. That's the job, isn't it?
Oh, so right, okay.
Snap the Power, so...
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Right.
You know the song, I Got the Power.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay, it's on there somewhere. I'll give you a clue just to speed things up. It's up near the top somewhere.
Oh, right, okay.
Keep going, further up. Track list starts right at the top up here, look. You can't touch this MC Hammer.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, you got it?
So, it's record one, side one.
Record one, side one.
Right, so I'm guessing this is record one. Wow.
Still got the sleeve and everything, so we're going for record one.
I didn't even know they had two sides, actually. I thought it was just one. Oh, God. I feel like I'm going to snap this. That's side two. Right, yeah. So I guess... Side two, we'd be looking at you, so it would be this way around.
Okay. So now we need track two. So how are you going to find track two?
Oh, God, I have absolutely no idea.
What do you think that is there?
Well, this is the thing that
plays it, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, that's the needle.
So does that go on?
Yeah.
Right.
So now you've got to find track two. How are you going to find track two?
I don't know. Do you just put it on?
I'll put it on, see what happens.
Nothing.
Okay. Well, if you look, can you see between each? Can you see there's like a little gap between? You see all the little lines?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's each song. You see, each song
right.
is divided by a little gap. So where do you think? So can you see roughly where track two might start?
Maybe there.
Maybe there. So how do you think you're going to get that song to play on the radio now, Anna?
Start stop.
Start stop. Okay. Oh dear! What's happened there? What's happening?
It's going a bit fast, isn't it? Is that even the right song?
It's the right song, yeah. Press stop. I'll give you a clue, right? We used to have things called 7-inch singles,
right,
which were smaller than these big albums, okay?
Right.
So the record player plays them at different speeds. All right, so that one's too fast. So we've got to slow it down. Can you see that little button there that says 33? Okay, if it's a big record...
How did you know it was smaller?
Okay. So if you flip that to 33 now...
Right.
Now press start stop again. You got it! You're in the mix!
So what is this? Loads of little... What is this for?
Well,
oh, that's the on-off button.
That's the on-off button. That's a very good way to finish. Thank you very much. Anna Hodges has just found the on-off button, which is brilliant. Thanks very much. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, great.
You've learnt,
new
you've,
lesson.
You've learned something
learned
new every
something
day.
Learned something for then. A Wednesday.
There you go. That was Anna from our news team using a record player for the very first time, which made me feel incredibly old. It's vinyl record day today. Any excuse, eh? They still smell good as well, you know. Got a unique smell. If you want to see the video, by the way, of Anna having a crack at that, you can see it's on our website now, wishfm.net/breakfast. Right, here's Queen, Radio Gaga. It's 10 to 9 on Wish.
Wish FM Breakfast with Chris Milo.